Rap Sucks Radio. Blah, 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 blah.
Yo, what up? Yeah, yeah, Jeff. So real quick. Yo, Jeff, I'm sure it was dumb. I'm a little, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Mid-90s, teenage years. I'm a little tired of, I'm tired of Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls. I've had enough of them. So the backstory and the four story and the come fly with me and be like Mike. It was just all fresh. It's all fresh. I love Michael Jordan. I just wasn't trying to watch no more of it.
It seems to be that everyone thinks it's good. So
it's supposed to be pretty amazing. But you know, a lot of the 30 for 30s that are really, really good, man, I sit down to watch them and I realize that I'm probably more of a fiction person than anything else in the world. You know what I'm saying?
Why is that?
I am not biased. Knock it off. I am not biased at all. It's not a Laker bias here. It's just that I'm tired of it. yeah, I'm more of a fiction person. Clone Wars just went bananas. Ooh, Clone Wars went crazy.
You had me this close to saying, like, you know what, let me check this out. And then I realized that I have a life.
Well, I mean,
Even under sequestration.
So here's the thing. This season 7 jumps off and it's connecting, whatever. But here's the thing. I ended up staying up late, like, last night watching Revenge of the Sith because of the connection between Clone Wars and Revenge. So I ended up, like, going to bed at, like, 4 because I was like, now I got to watch the movie because whatever. It's that fresh. You know what I'm saying?
You know the point, like, when you're at when we used to go to parties with other people and, like, you'd be in a conversation and then the person standing right across from you, you just kind of assume they were talking to somebody else in the group. That's what we just went through right now.
Well, it's fine. I mean, but you're part of that. Like, that's you're part of this whether you like it or not. All right.
Revenge of the Sith terrible?
Well, the show makes it better, but I don't want to do too much about that or whatever.
All right.
What up, y'all? I didn't think of what I was going to say. What up, y'all? You alive on Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Track Life and your fam, Kev Sakota.
Yeah, Gifted Unlimited.
Rhymes Universal, rest in peace, Guru. Thank y'all for tuning in. It's the In Here Tripping Edition where we drop a new episode every day, every night, 8 o'clock. Well, not every night, actually. Sunday through Thursday, 8 o'clock. And if you don't catch the full episode, you got to tune out, you get whatever. Whatever your situation is, you think I'm too biased of a basketball fan, then you could catch the whole episode tomorrow on rapsucksradio.com or your favorite platform. So, the moment we've all been waiting for. Let me tell you something, man.
You know what? You woke me up for this, so this better be good.
I was so hyped. Not for the battle. I just tuned into the battle because I was like, well, I really don't have nothing else to do, man. I'm chilling on the couch. I'm going to just watch this battle. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Oh, you became hype.
And when the echo happened, I was like, oh boy, this is going to be a moment. This is going to be a moment. And yeah, I never get to catch these moments live. Like, I always see them the next day, like, oh, such and such fell off stage or whatever. I never get to catch them live. So I'm like, oh, this is going to happen. And then the echo came down. I'm like, oh my God, they're not going to fix it. Babyface doesn't know to turn his microphone down. It's happening. And then finally they caught on and the whole situation came crashing down. And I have never had more fun in my life. I was like, oh my God, it's failing in front of all of us, in front of 400,000 people. Teddy is pointing at various instruments. There's 9 people in the room. Kev, man, help me sort through this, man, because I got, you know what I'm saying? I'm high.
So many questions. Because, listen, first of all, version of the podcast is the first time I've ever been a part of Instagram Live in any kind of way.
Word.
Like, I've never watched, let alone tried to be on it. And I'm not on Instagram that much. So when I go through Instagram, I don't know about you, but I have the videos muted. My biggest concern was always that I was going to wake up the kid or something because something was going to come on and be loud or something inappropriate was going to come out.
Shout out to Shug.
But for some reason on my phone, when you do that, if you go into IG Live, you can't. I haven't figured out how to unmute on my phone without going back out and then unmuting a standalone video, then going back in.
Right.
So already the barrier to old heads is super high.
It was okay, but here's the thing. Shout out to my man Paris Paul, who just entered the room. Paris Paul, say what's up if you're still here. Because I want to throw this out there real quick. So Paris Paul is part of the Snapback crew that I'm part of, or whatever. We do the lunch tables joint and all that. So
where?
The amount of like discussion about how to test this type of stuff. Stubbs is just into the room. Like, we've been doing like as a Snapback crew, we have been constantly testing, constantly like, yo, what's the sound like? What's the best way to work through this? Now, this is us, DJs that are making sure the party is that you got you live through your quarantine, right? Now imagine, why if you're Teddy Riley, why don't you test? Why don't you sound check? You knew the battle was coming. Why would you not sound check?
Well, it was like a vortex of old head energy. Because my point had nothing to do with Teddy. My thing was that I had no sound anyway. So anytime I go into IG Live, first of all, my assumption is that everyone else is an idiot and nobody has their sound on. But it's me.
Right.
So I got to go back out, unmute the videos, go back in, right?
Yeah.
And I go, the reason that I had to do that is because as soon as I logged in, it was quiet. You know, muted, and every comment was, what's up with Teddy's echo? Teddy, get your sound right. Pause, right? I was like, oh, well, now I got to figure this out. So clearly there's sound. It's not them. It's me. So I go back in, found out, okay, yeah. And then when I get in, Babyface was talking, so you couldn't really hear anything. And then Teddy finally spoke. I was like, well, all right, here we go. But yes, to your point, but all my question is, IG Live seems like, do kids still take the PSAT? High school kids?
I think so.
To me, IG Live is like the PSAT of broadcasting. There's no good way to prepare. No one tries to prepare. And if you end up sucking at it, there's really nothing at stake other than maybe your pride.
Can we jump? Yes. Thank you, Eric. Yes. They do take the PSAT. Now, here's the thing.
There are high school children on our...
Well, people with high school children, yes. Matter of fact, Suge's son graduates from high school this year. So just so you can feel real old. Now, peep game, though. All the jokes are about Teddy Riley, but it really wasn't Teddy Riley's fault.
That's what I heard you hinting at.
That is the best part about this. That's the part that brought me so much joy. Because
tell me about how the earth is flat also.
It wasn't on Teddy. As soon as Babyface lowered the volume on his mic, the problem was fixed. Not for real. Go back and you can go. It's on YouTube. Right when he lowered the volume on his mic, the loop was fixed. Because what happened was Babyface had his mic on and the speaker next to the mic. So when he played his music, that's why it was loud, but it was kind of janky because the speaker was feeding into the mic, then feeding back through, you know what I'm saying, through the phone. Okay. So when Babyface was listening to Teddy Riley's music, the speaker was next to the mic, so it was creating an echo because the mic's feeding back. So that's basically what was happening.
See, I didn't notice that. All I noticed was when Teddy spoke on the mic, there was an echo. But guess what? Who cares?
Mm-mm. The echo was when the music was playing. Because when he played Kissing Game, which I did not know he produced. That's what I learned.
When Teddy played music, yeah, there was feedback.
When Teddy Riley played
music. Babyface played
music, there was no feedback. But it just sounded like an extra sound in it. Like you could hear this is louder than necessary. And that's when I realized, oh snap, the speaker is right here. Like pretty much right next to the microphone. So it was just creating this sound loop. And you couldn't hear it on Teddy Riley's side when Babyface played it because Teddy Riley's mic was further enough away. So it was perfectly fine. His speaker wasn't feeding to his mic. So Teddy getting all the heat, but really.
Wait, so you're saying that Teddy's speaker wasn't too close to the mic?
Nope.
So the only thing in that room that Teddy was social distancing from was his speaker. Because everything else is way too close to him.
Yo, the dude dancing in the background. Oh, dude. You know why I know this happened? Like, for the people who are peeping it out, the reason why I know this, how this happened, is because this actually happened to me before. But it didn't happen on, like, IG Live. It happened like a video conference at work. And what happened was the person had, like, a lapel mic. So it was like the speaker was next to the episode, just kept looping. You know what I mean? And I was like, yo, you gotta turn it off. Yeah, he was doing too much because all he had to do was really speak and everything was fine. But the loop through his microphone didn't appear when he was speaking. It appeared when we were speaking back to him. And I'm like, oh, turn the mic off. And once he turned the mic off, it was fine. You know what I'm saying? So
sounded like Joe DiMaggio.
I love, but listen, the meme, I was waiting for the memes, dude, like Christmas morning. Like, I was like, yo, this is about to happen. I stayed up late. I wanted more memes. I couldn't.
More memes.
I couldn't live without them. Like, I'm like, this is what you live for. This is what the internet is made for. It's not made for information or sharing important things or stopping racism or things of that nature. Screw all that. The internet is made for moments like that.
You saw the guy album cover with the crying Jordan?
Yes.
Oh, I loved priceless.
It. Paris, I don't think Babyface knows to this minute that he's the one that was the problem.
Mm.
I don't think he understands to this minute.
Listen, if you're watching a two-person IG live and nobody's wearing headphones, just turn it off.
Just be done.
Well, or keep it on.
Babyface was wearing headphones, and that's also why he didn't know what was going on, because he wasn't getting the sound loop through his speakers. He was getting the sound through his headphones, so he had no idea. Everything was direct for him, and it was indirect for Teddy. So it was just a crazy, like, old head energy. It was like watching your uncle and your auntie try to figure everything out. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
But like,
nobody's going to watch on Monday.
Shout out to my man Stubbs in the place to be, though. Shout out to my man Stubbs Jobs. Yo, he said the battle, the rematch is Monday. Okay, now let's talk about the battle real quick, because I know a couple people, you know what I'm saying, have ideas of who could win. Now, my opinion is, and I wrote this down, I think Teddy Riley was getting ready to win that battle, and I'm going to tell you why. He was about to play a bunch of songs that people didn't know he produced.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people didn't know he produced the show. And the only reason I knew is because I watched the, what did I tell, the Red Bull interview. So I was like, oh, damn, he did the show. And he still hadn't gotten to his Keith Sweat hits. He still hadn't gotten to the Al B. Shore hits. Mm-hmm. Like, he still hadn't actually gotten to the joints we all know and love that he did. You know what I'm saying? So Babyface was going to rock you. He was going to get you with some heat. Like, oh, I remember that. You know what I'm saying? You might hug your girl a little closer. But when Teddy started playing his joints, it was going to be like, whoa, did he produce that? You know what I'm saying? So I was ready for the takeover. I was ready for the whole room to swell up like, what? Because when he played Kissing Game, it sounded horrible because of the echo. But the room was like nine comments went up like, well, nine, this is trash, echo comments. And then the following nine was like, I didn't know he did that. And I'm like, I'm about to look at this dude's discography. When you look at that dude's discography, you like, oh, wow.
So it's for real?
Yeah. I didn't know he did
that. I felt like he was just going to start playing other people's records.
Well, but then that's also part of it, right? Like, that's like people were saying, okay, Dre should battle such and such. And I'm like, all right. So he's going to bring Khalil and...
Right.
You know what
right,
I'm saying? Right, and right. All the other people that help produce. So, to be fair, you know, at a certain point in the game, they all got partial ghost producers or you know, writers or idealists with them. Mm-hmm. So, there's that. So, what was your title first, though?
As far as I'm concerned, though, Basic Black, She's Mine is the best guy record that's ever been produced. And I think that was Gene Griffin.
Oh, the best guy record that's ever been produced?
That wasn't guy.
I was going to say, wait, I'm like, wait, what just happened right now? Wait, we can't do this.
Hold on. Basic Black.
I
you saw my, I blame Gene Griffin. The ghost of Gene Griffin came down and showed Teddy what's up.
All those times that Teddy Riley took 99.9% of people's publishing, showed right back up on IG Live.
Man.
So yeah, it was, the concept of these versus battles is actually fun, though. Wait a minute. Quartermain is in the building? I don't know if Q jumped on and jumped off, but what up, Q? What's going on, man?
He probably jumped on. He was like, this is not Teddy and Babyface.
Yeah, he's like, what? What's happening right now? The concept of these versus battles is actually pretty fresh. Because if you do what I do every other Friday in Long Beach before pre-quarantine, like, you hear these songs all the time. And that's the thing I don't always remember. Like, for me, I'm going, right, that's fresh, but I heard it. But we do this. I work and rock with an old school hip hop crew. You know what I'm saying? So I hear it all the time. You know what I'm saying? But for a lot of people, man, these songs they're renewed. They're like refreshed. Like, what? I haven't heard this in years. I'm like, I just heard this last week. You know what I'm saying? We play Kissing Game every other Friday. So the excitement of it is really actually pretty dope, because it's music that people have forgotten, you know, over the years. I think that's pretty dope. You know what I mean? Although I'd rather see, you know, Alchemist versus, you know.
Is he going to battle Havoc? I heard he's going to battle Havoc.
That, I'm ready for that all day.
That's silly to me.
I'm turning it off when they play Shook Ones, just so you know.
Oh, man. All right, so we're going to do the title battle?
Go ahead. I think you're about to win. I think you're about to win this one.
Topic title battle?
Go ahead.
All right, so the name of this topic is When New Jack Swing Becomes Old Head Energy.
All right.
What you got?
Teddy Riley and a whole sound crew.
Teddy, can you hear me? I'm sorry. Okay, I can hear. Go on.
I'll answer your question in a minute, Stubbs. Teddy Riley and a whole sound crew versus Babyface's microphone. All right, what you got?
Teddy became famous for his group Guy, but now it's more like, why?
Oh, man. All right. My last one is Teddy Jam. Teddy Jam.
Teddy jam.
Oh, man.
All right. My last one is I already used it, but.
What up, Abloom?
It's Teddy. Not ready with the 1-2 checker.
Not ready with the 1-2 checker. Perfect.
Not at all.
Perfect.
Not at all.
I hate it. We actually are at time. You want to go ahead and save the next one for tomorrow?
Was there another one?
Yeah, I actually put down the Hennessy joint. But to explain the battles real quick to Stubbs.
Oh, right.
Timbaland and Swizz Beatz had a battle. Mm-hmm. Initially, you know, the versus battles things has kind of been a thing for quite a while. I know Pete Rock and them did it. Beat Society was doing them as well. So this is what, like 10, 15 years ago? But Timbaland and Swizz Beatz have been kind of in line to battle for like the last couple years, actually. So then they decided to battle on IG. And following that, they had gotten so much of a response that they started setting up battles that they wanted to see. You know what I'm saying? So that's how the whole versus thing came about. And now, and you know, with feedback from the audience, from the people, it was like, oh, it'd be cool to see this person versus this person, this person versus this person. Like, I'm thinking, I don't know, Dungeon Crew versus JD? Like, like in Atlanta versus, you know, So Def versus Dungeon Crew or whatever. Like, I'd like to see that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But, you know, that was it.
Word.
Oh, that's right. I didn't know. I forgot he produced Jazzy Bell. My bad.
I know. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Ooh, they have so much heat that you forget that they produce, because a lot of their records were album cuts. You know what I'm saying? So you're like, damn, he actually rocked that. I forgot he rocked that. But anyway, word up.
I think, I saw someone was asking, was Bobby Brown the only record that they worked on, they both worked on, album-wise? That they both had cuts?
I don't know. I feel like Blackstreet, but I don't know.
Oh, wait. Whatchamacallit was on Black... Babyface was on...
I feel
on
like Babyface did like some write... either did writing or something for... For Blackstreet. What's up, Gabriel? My man, what up?
Man, if... All I know is if you find a matching fedora and track jacket...
You've already failed. Oh man.
Well, depends how you look at it. I think you kind of have to. You have to.
Was that a fedora? Because it was like a Houdini cowboy hat versus fedora versus, you know, it's like a combination.
I use the word fedora for any hat that I would never wear.
All right. I'm off for
and
that.
That's a pretty high bar.
All right. Last thing on my part before we bounce. I did want them to confirm that that was Ralph Tresvant on the first verse of Every Little Step.
And he did?
He didn't. He didn't. Oh, and okay. I wanted this. I finally want the story to be truly confirmed because, you know, I know I feel like they've hinted at whether it's true or not. Like Ralph Tresvant has said one thing and then said the other. I just wanted Babyface to just confirm it so we'd be done with it. You know what I'm saying?
That's not what we came for.
That's not. We came for echoes. All right, y'all.
That's right.
Thank y'all for rocking with us, man. This has been Rap Sucks Radio. Thank y'all for spending time with us, man. Shout out to my snapback crew in the house. What up, though? You know what I'm saying? Yep. And everybody else to join, man. Thank y'all. Thank each and every one of y'all. We are live here 8 o'clock Sunday through Thursday. 8 o'clock Sunday through Thursday. So we on. Come back and check with us. My name is Track Life. That's my homeboy, Kev Sakota. Catch us on any of your favorite podcasting platforms. Tomorrow morning, this episode will be up. And I guess except for Pandora for some odd reason. So that's about it. All right, y'all. On the count of three, we say peace. 1, 2, 3. Peace.
Peace. Peace.
And we out.
Peace. Peace. Peace.